Pope Benedict made an appeal to the leaders of the G8 nations that they put the needs of the weakest and poorest populations at the center of their deliberations, saying that the vulnerability of the poor has grown today because of speculation and financial turbulence and their adverse effects on the prices of food and energy. The leaders of the seven most industrialized nations and Russia are meeting beginning Monday in Japan.
Mi rivolgo quindi ai partecipanti all'incontro di Hokkaido Toyako affinché al centro delle loro deliberazioni.
The Holy Father says he hopes that generosity and longer-range vision aid them in making decisions aimed at relaunching an equitable process of integral development while safeguarding human dignity. Pope Benedict also pointed out that many voices have been raised asking the G8 leaders to realize the commitments made at previous summits and to courageously adopt all necessary measures to conquer the plagues of extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and illiteracy, which still strike such a great proportion of humanity. He noted that Catholic bishops in G8 countries were among those appealing to the summit leaders and said he united his voice to this pressing appeal for solidarity. The Pope was speaking after reciting the Angelus in the papal summer residence in the town of Castel Gandolfo, located in the hills outside of Rome. Before leading pilgrims in the Marian prayer, he asked the entire church to participate spiritually in his trip to Australia for World Youth Day.
Il mio pensiero va poi già all'Australia.
He leaves for Australia on Saturday. He said the event promises to be a new Pentecost and that it would lead young Catholics to take courageous initiatives in spreading the message of Jesus in all cultures. Pope Benedict also greeted with affection the dozens of children from the Sung Ching Ling Foundation of Italy. The foundation is an NGO founded in 1982 and dedicated to the Christian wife of Sun Yat-sen, the father of the Chinese Republic. The foundation works for the education and health of Chinese children.
I bambini rappresentano il futuro della famiglia umana.
The Pope told them that love, harmony, and solidarity are the values that they want to promote in China and in other countries of the world. He said art and culture can unite peoples and that children represent the future of the human family and are thus called to construct a more beautiful and more human world.
In China e nel mondo, Ni Men Ho.
Including a greeting in Chinese, Pope Benedict took the opportunity to send a wish for peace and joy to all the young people in China and throughout the world. Returning now to the G8 summit, Caritas Internationalis said in a press release that the G8 leaders must salvage their reputation on aid and help millions out of poverty during the meeting. Caritas Internationalis is the umbrella organization for 162 national Catholic charities. It fears that a failure to see through previous G8 aid pledges will be compounded with more backtracking as the global economy falters. Caritas head of the international delegation, Joseph Donnelly, says that as active players in humanitarian aid work, religious organizations have a responsibility to bring their concerns to government attention.
For us, the poor are real people, real names, real faces, real places. And the letter and the advocacy does confirm then for governments that this is not a capricious commentary, that we are integral players, stakeholders, and that our commitment on the ground is with the poor and for the poor, and therefore the bishops would have a sense of responsibility to bring that voice there. And what I understand is that it has even more traction and credibility precisely because it comes from the ground up. It's based on connections to the local bishops' conferences all over the world on these human social needs that can't be addressed independently and must be addressed collectively. So I believe that the letters and the messages are taken quite seriously, and I think it also demonstrates then that we have a sense, the church has a sense of partnership with all people involved in civil society and with the government, so that to be out of the conversation could be to miss an opportunity to comment. And since the church delivers so profoundly on so many humanitarian needs, it's indisputable that we're there. And that does resonate with governments.